With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. American Airlines says one of its planes caught fire at Denver International Airport after landing safely. According to a statement, Flight 1006 experienced an engine-related issue. There are no reports of injuries after 172 passengers and six crew members evacuated the aircraft. The Boeing 737 had taken off from Colorado Springs and was headed to Dallas-Fort Worth before being diverted to Denver. The Democrats' battle to reclaim the Senate majority in 2026 just got harder, Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire announced on Wednesday she won't run for re-election next year. The loss of an accomplished incumbent only makes life harder for Democrats, already facing long odds in their bid to erase the Republicans' 53-47 majority. The 78-year-old Shaheen began serving in the Senate in 2009 and is now completing her third term. She's the only woman in U.S. history to be elected to serve both as governor and a U.S. senator. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, a new texting scam targets drivers with potential identity theft.
The FBI says it has received more than 2,000 complaints this month. People receive texts impersonating state toll road collection agencies, saying EasyPass or other toll accounts are unpaid in an attempt to get financial information. It's called a smishing scam, phishing that relies on SMX text to trick people. Cybersecurity firm Palo Alto Networks says a threat actor has registered over 10,000 domains for the scams. The wording is usually the same, a false claim the person has an unpaid or outstanding toll that could result in fines or suspended driving privileges. Ed Donahue, Washington.
NASA will try again today to launch a mission to retrieve two stranded astronauts from the International Space Station. This is SRN News. J.P. Morgan Chase is changing its ways.
The giant bank, under pressure from customers and activist groups, has agreed not to close anyone's account because of their religious or political beliefs. The practice is called debanking, and Chase has done it to several Christian ministries and conservative organizations in recent years. The bank says it will issue new guidelines this summer that forbid, quote, discrimination based on religion, religious affiliation, religious views, or political affiliations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Louisiana woman has pleaded not guilty to a felony after allegedly getting abortion pills from a New York doctor and giving them to her teenage daughter to terminate her pregnancy. In January, a West Baton Rouge grand jury unanimously issued an indictment against the woman and the New York-based doctor, Dr. Margaret Carpenter, for criminal abortion by means of abortion pills. The woman's arraignment is part of a cross-state legal battle. This is SRN News. A look at Thursday's market activity from correspondent Seth Soutel reporting from New York.
Wall Street sank again following President Donald Trump's latest escalation of his trade war. The S&P 500 fell 1.4% Thursday, finishing more than 10% below the record high it set just last month. Professional investors call such a decline a correction. It's the first for the index since 2023. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 537 points. It's about 1.3%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 2%. Even a pair of encouraging reports on the economy, showing better than expected readings on inflation and joblessness, couldn't offset worries about escalating tariffs around the world. Treasury yields sank in the bond market as pessimism built about the economy. Seth Soutel, New York.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll vote to advance the GOP's six-month funding bill that passed the House in order to stop a government shutdown tonight. More details at SRNnews.com.